Chinese calendar, 2005 is called the Year of the Rooster. As far as my hens are concerned, what else is new? Hi, this is Murray Leghorn, and welcome to Chicken Talk, a production of Chicken Internet Radio. Chickens are lifestyle extremists, or at least that's true of the ones under human supervision. What else can be said for a bird that serves as alter ego, global snack, and probable source of the next pandemic? Modern chickens started out as the red jungle fowl, a small tribe of flightless Southeast Asian jungle runners who were first tamed because of their fighting abilities. A taste for eggs and fried chicken was not long in following. From these humble beginnings, chickens now occupy positions of economic, social, religious, even psychological importance in virtually every inhabited continent. Chickens have entered our language as well as our cuisine. They have played a part in the advancement of science and the development of business. Chickens inhabit metaphors, symbols, and idioms throughout the spectrum of human language, while also waddling across cartoon screens or trying their hand as the occasional corporate spokesperson. Success, of course, has a price. As chickens know firsthand, you can't make an omelet without breaking eggs. Author and Beat Generation icon William Burroughs described the naked lunch as that which is on the end of your fork. This is something chickens understand. We don't cut chickens a lot of ideological slack, and this lack of cover-up means that the naked quality infuses just about all our dealings with them. Most chickens in America don't have a nice day. It's not fair to blame the chickens, however, because after centuries of genetic and agricultural manipulation, their lives and behaviors, even their somatic contours, are the result of direct human intervention. If we are appalled at what we see, we know exactly where to look. It has been said that the truest measure of a society is how it treats its weakest and most vulnerable members. Seen in this light, chickens are a mirror, and we are the reflection. What we see through the glass, however darkly, reveals as much about us as it does about them. That's part of what makes chickens interesting, a view of human history from the other side of the fork. Oops, I guess that's all for today. It sounds as if I need to grab a basket and collect some eggs. One of the unexpected pleasures of keeping chickens is the chance to restore an old relationship to its former balance. If you take care of them, they'll take care of you. I get at least a dozen eggs each day. These are real farm eggs. They pale the industrial product by comparison. As a food producer, you can sell, trade, or give away your surplus. It's up to you. Before we're done, I want to share some of the simple secrets of keeping your own backyard flock. You'll be surprised at how easy and enjoyable it can be. And I guarantee you'll never eat a store-bought egg again. Thanks for stopping by. This has been Murray Leghorn with Chicken Talk.